on our songs of praise this evening, and we will. We need to ask a quick opening prayer on this. Brother Arthur, would you mind just helping the prayer real quick to open us up with this service?
Yeah, just come on. Thank you very much.
Let's begin. Let us pray. Almighty, loving, kind, heavenly Father, we bow our heads before thee in prayer, and we ask a blessing upon this service of our brethren, that as we lift their voices in joy, songs of praise unto thee, and to the dearest in Jesus Christ, we ask that you be with them, to guide their hands and their hearts skillfully, so they may be joyful in their endeavor. We thank you, my heavenly Father, for all your loving kindnesses and all that you've done to us throughout this convention. We thank you for the gift of the dear Son Jesus Christ, most of all, which is the reason why we are so joyful. And it's most precious to me, pray. Amen.
All right, brethren. Well, we're happy to have you all here. And after the joyous baptismal service, we're ready to continue the blessings and continue the joy in the Lord with Brother Johnny, Sister Kathleen. They're going to do a couple of songs for you. And we'll turn it over to them.
They don't get too close.
You want to announce that?
We're going to sing Thank You, Lord.
As the world looks up on me as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong.
In my heart I'm rejoicing,
I wish that I could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. Food on the table and shoes on my feet. Oh, you gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Well, I know I'm not wealthy, and clothes they're not new. I know I've much money, but Lord, I have you.
And to me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Is somebody else going to do one in between here, Mark?
If I didn't have this girl with me here, I'd be making all kind of mistakes. I am anyway, huh?
No, you're doing okay.
You kick it off, okay?
Tell me the
story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell me the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days
that are past. How for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of whose labor, tell of the joy that he wrought. He was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell of Jesus, tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, tell how he gave up again. Clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper, love paid the ransom for me. Love paid the ransom for me.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, that was those are some beautiful old songs. Thank you very much. Enjoyed that. Now I think we have the young folks are going to come up and do a few. And Sister Laura Costelli is like herding cats, isn't it? So she's going to be in charge of all that, and I'm just going to get out of the way. We're glad to see all the young folks happy and to sing and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So we're going to let them have it here for a little while and let them go ahead and do the things they've worked on. And we'll just sit back and receive a blessing.
Okay, we've been practicing all day for the songs that we play at camp, because everybody knows them and enjoys them, and we don't really have many opportunities to play them outside of camp, so that's what we decided. So we hope you enjoy them. And first one is Babylon is Falling.
Now in verses, never one.
the ones that all the little kids at camp like. You know, go crazy for. It's called the Hammer Song. Yes. Oh, sorry. That was cool. We gotta readjust.
My music.
It's a quarter.
That corner? That means I have to go back here with her. Where?
We can't hear her. She's on the other side.
Yeah, I gotta move. Technical difficulties.
All right.
There
for
them.
We planned that.
That was purely planned.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, she getting nervous.
All right. The Hammer Song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
While he's digging for a pick, we have two more that just the older ones are going to do. There's actually one that was written by Brother Chad and Brother Philip Mosley called The Plan that we're going to sing. And then we're going to do a kind of a new rendition of Just a Closer Walk with Thee. So.
Are we all ready?
Yeah.
Let's move right here.
I'll get over here.
Well, so I know. I'm finished up.
Here, you know, just sit in the chair. That's what it's for. Alright, we'll be up to stand. You ready? Let's land it. About to wrap things up with our last song. This is Just a Closer Walk with Thee. I knew I'd get it about process and elimination.
Jesus, keep me from all.
just a closer walk with thee. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares?
All right, brother, we got a few more minutes left, so our class is, I just told them about 15 seconds ago, we're gonna do one too. So we'll do one that we do in our study, and then this is just time for everyone else to be thinking about what they're going to do for the next song. And if not, we'll sing some congregational hymns. I don't need another credit card. I got it. Well, we're gonna do a little. Just stand up here and look cute. We're gonna stand up. We're gonna do hymn 87. He leadeth me. If you'd like to get it out, get page 87 up there, and you can just jump in anytime you want to if you'd like. Y'all ready?
He leadeth me over to the Thank you.
right. Brother, what are you singing? You got one? Yeah? Well, you got one? Well, brother, we got a few minutes. How about a congregational hymn? Would someone like to... We can either do it a cappella, or someone can hop over there on that, that keyboard over there, if we have anyone so inclined. And we have a request for 365, so we'll go ahead and do that. And if no one gets over there, then we'll just sing it without.
I have to get a book.
365.
Oh.
Oh, no, the dread is blue book. What's the name of the song, Brother Phil?
This one.
How Great Thou Art.
How Great Thou Art.
358.
358. Nobody's volunteered, Brother Ward. You want to put the finger on somebody to play the we'll just sing it. We'll just sing an acapella. That'll be fine. I'll get us started, and then y'all just jump in.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Thou hast made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the
have to do, and then we'll read the songs of the night. Anybody? 359. In the blue book, it's the old rugged cross. I don't know what it is in the red book. Not in the red book, really. Well, then just share if somebody has a blue book. And we'll just, but 359, the old rugged cross. What time you got, brother? We'll do all four verses of this, and then we'll go ahead and ask Brother Arthur Parker to read the songs in the night. And then we'll perhaps have a few announcements, and we'll have a closing prayer. So 359, the old rugged cross. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross.
So I'll
Well, brother, thank you very much for beautiful singing, and I know that the sentiments of those songs are our sentiments, and we love to serve and praise the Lord and worship Him in music and also just in our lives. So we trust everyone had a wonderful day of convention, and I know we all did, and we'll take it up again tomorrow and expecting more blessings, and I know the Lord will provide. And right now we'll ask Brother Arthur to read us the Songs in the Night.
Songs of the Night for September 9th. Love rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. 1 Corinthians 13:6. However profitable error might be, love could take no part in it, and could not desire the reward of evil. But it does take pleasure in the truth, truth upon every subject, and especially in the truth of divine revelation. However unpopular the truth may be, however much persecution its advocacy may involve, however much it may cost the loss of the friendship of this world and of those who are blinded by the God of this world, the spirit of love has such an affinity for the truth that it rejoices to share loss, persecution, distress, or whatever may come against the truth or its servants. In the Lord's estimate, it is all the same whether we are ashamed of Him or ashamed of His word. And of all such, He declares that He will be ashamed when He comes to be glorified in His saints.
Thank you, Arthur. Well, brethren, that's the close of today. And Brother Philip, are there any announcements for in the morning?
Breakfast at
8 o'clock. That'd be right the same setup as we had today. Mm-hmm. Breakfast at 8 o'clock in the same buffet style.
And the meeting starts at 9:30.
And the meeting starts at 9:30. So you can eat for an hour and a half before you come to the meeting. Well, brethren, again, we enjoyed this. Thank you to all the Huntsville brethren for all their labors of love. And I'll go ahead and close this out in a word of prayer for the evening. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings of this day. We pray that you would go with us, each and every one, and that you would bless each and every one here, Father, as we all strive to do thy will. We thank you for this new one, and we pray that your blessings would be upon her as she walks this narrow way. As your Father go with us, grant us a good night's rest, and bring us back safely in the morning that we might serve and worship thee in another day. And we ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.